It's February, and I must be starting a new trend. Last week on Sourcecast, I covered a topic that I previously covered in 2017 that turns out that there's more information that makes the situation even worse. Last week, that situation was Equifax. Even more personal information was leaked than initially disclosed, and the government seems to be opting out of any legal penalties. This week, I'm revisiting a topic that I covered throughout the summer. It started with Google being a monopoly, and the conversation evolved into Google's loss in Europe over monopoly behavior. The EU issued a $2.7 billion fine against Google, and during the summer, I questioned where that money was going, who was benefiting from the fine, and it seemed like Google was going to pay the fine, the situation was going to end, but that's not the case. More news came out about how the European Union started this investigation, why they were interested, and if they're exploring even more penalties against Google. So this week, we're talking about Google and the European Union, and it is a messed up story. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode 108. So here's what happened in the summer. As I mentioned in the opener, the European Union issued a fine to Google of $2.7 billion because of anti-competitive behavior. I covered most of this story in episode 84 of Sourcecast, and actually, check out all of the 80s because I kept going back and forth as more news emerged on this situation. Google had a shopping search index that they introduced in Europe. So if you looked up paper towels on Google, it would give you buying options, but Google's buying options appeared first. And there were other sales search indexes in Europe that were continuously getting pushed down the search rankings. So the people who owned those sites said that Google was hurting their business. I maintain that they were using Google as a free service to make their business work. Google's not a charity. If you need Google to make people find your site, you're doing something wrong. I don't go on Google to find Amazon. I don't go on Google to find Target. When I want to buy something from Amazon or Target, I don't use Google. The European Union seems to think that European consumers are so stupid, they can't find sales and deals and actual e-commerce sites on their own. They apparently need Google. So this was the anti-competitive behavior that Google was fined for. And at the end of the summer, I thought this was going to be the end of the story. Google was going to pay the fine. We're done. But how did this case make its way to the European Union? The way that I told you the story initially, you would think that these small business owners were the ones approaching the European Union and saying Google was exhibiting anti-competitive behavior. That's not the case. To go to a government agency and make them do something on your behalf or to investigate something on your behalf, you need, and here's a magical word, lobbyists. That's right, kids. Lobbyists. It's not just an American problem. I just said that it's not an American problem, but actually, that's not true. There's one entity that drove this conversation towards the European Union, and that is an organization known as Fair Search. Fair Search is the organization that filed the first antitrust complaint against Google in 2013, according to regulatory filings with Belgian authorities. So this started in Belgium. Politico broke news about Fair Search this week. An article by Nicholas Hurst, and this guy Nicholas Hurst, he has been running this down for the last couple of weeks, so there's multiple articles that I'm going to be referencing by Nicholas, but this particular article that I'm talking about was also written by Mark Scott. So this article from Politico discovers that Fair Search is predominantly run and owned and funded by Oracle and Naspers. I was not aware of the company Naspers. It's a South African tech and telecommunications company, and they own a 1/3 stake in Tencent in China. So they're a big deal. But Oracle, oh boy, Oracle we know very well. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, I like to take shots at Oracle because they seem to have a very curmudgeonly attitude in general towards all of their competitors. If you need a villain on a tech podcast, Oracle just fills the role so nicely. They just keep saying stuff in the press. And you're like, oh, why did you say that? Why did you do that, Oracle? But they keep doing it. This massive fine that was levied against Google was ultimately driven by an organization funded and organized by Oracle. And if you recall, Oracle and Google have been beefing for years over usage of Java, and Google has been consistently winning the rulings, and Oracle is not happy about that. So even though Oracle has no stake in the search engine game whatsoever, they're using any method possible to hurt Google and to stop their growth. This process, this is not new. There's actually a term for this. It's called astroturfing. And that's when large corporations support supposedly grassroots initiatives in the hopes of winning favor with regulators and lawmakers. I'm not happy about this practice, and I'm certainly not happy that Oracle's sort of using the government in a puppety kind of way, but I'm also not enamored with Google right now. I did a podcast about my concerns about them a few weeks ago. It's a messy situation. So while I like to take my shots at Oracle, it's not a clear good guy, bad guy. This is a very gray situation. And we're not done. The search engine ruling has happened. The fine has been levied. Google's contesting it. Who knows how successful they'll be at contesting it and getting their money back. But the EU is also going after the Android operating system. This is another thing that Fair Search is pushing for. And the person in charge of all of this, Margrethe Vestager, she is a Danish politician who's currently serving as the European Commissioner for Competition, also known as a competition czar. I don't like the word czar in anything. I wanted to know a little bit more about Vestager. She served as a member of parliament for 13 years, representing the Danish Social Liberal Party. She was the political leader from her party from 2007 to 2014, and she served as the Minister of Economic Affairs of the Interior from 2011 to 2014. They're talking about Vestager as a potential presidential candidate in the next Danish election. When a politician is getting press, and it's pretty much good press in Europe because they're going after the big nasty monopoly of Google, she's getting great headlines, she's getting kudos from her constituents. So she's going to keep pushing this because she wants to keep getting better and better headlines. Vestager's beef with the Android operating system is that she claims Google is favoring their own native applications over third-party use. So the Chrome browser works better and is more available on Android than a competitor like Firefox. This is a very similar argument to Microsoft's loss about internet browsers in the 90s or early 2000s, when America and Europe essentially said that Internet Explorer is too prevalent on the Windows operating system. Competitors like Netscape, do you remember Netscape? Because Firefox wasn't even around back then, don't have a fair shot at getting market share on Windows computers. And Microsoft lost that one. And if you think about it, that started the long, slow decline of Microsoft's browser dominance on PC computers. That ruling opened up Windows for Chrome and for Firefox to take away market share. And now Internet Explorer and Microsoft's Edge browsers are the least used. So this highlights how gray the situation is. On the one hand, as a user, I would like a tight user experience. I don't want to have to fiddle around with multiple applications on my phone. I want a seamless user experience. I want something to work quickly. And Google is incentivized to keep making good products that integrate well with the phone because of advertising and their general business model. So as more applications become available on the platform, are they going to be as seamless as the original Chrome option? I want there to be competition because that puts more pressure on these companies to do consumer-friendly things. I'll leave it at consumer-friendly. It's not just about money. It's also about shady business practices with collecting your data. But in the case of mobile, I also don't want to walk into a brick wall because I'm screwing around with my phone if I'm trying to find out where the next Chinese takeout place is. I want to end this podcast with the point that I was making in the summer. This $2.7 billion ruling, this money is not going back to any small businesses that were impacted by quote-unquote Google's anti-competitive behavior. This money is going into Fair Share, thus Oracle and Naspers pockets, and probably some European politicians. This money is not being used to help small companies get a competitive footing whatsoever. And now, thanks to this Politico article, there's a clear motive. There's a clear understanding of why Europe keeps going after Google and not some of these other companies. And it's because Oracle is pushing them in that direction. We all assume that governments are not driven and motivated solely on benign reasons. You don't always assume that a government or your government has your best interests in mind all of the time. But when it's called out and it's this obvious, it's plainly displayed that a government is being manipulated for the benefits of a corporation and not for its people, that just doesn't feel nice. And it's hard to root for Google because they're not innocent in this situation. They know what they're doing. They are crushing competition. But I will maintain that I find it to be disgusting that a company is going to complain and sue when they're using the Google platform to get all of their customers, to get all of their references, and they don't develop a business model independent of another company that's trying to make money without compensating them. That is lazy. And that particular problem is not a government's job to regulate. And I'm not saying that Google shouldn't be regulated in some ways, but a company should not expect another company to make their business model happen and to make their business model work, unless they're being paid to do that. This is not the end of this story. This is just the beginning. It seems like there are still two fronts that the European Union is going after Google on, and that is the entire Android operating system. And they're still going after search, because apparently Google's remediation efforts were not sufficient. So that is still an ongoing problem. So I'll keep tracking this, and you keep listening.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.